Nedarim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, 8:4. So we're continuing on our thoughts here, talking about using the expression ad, until, and we're going to talk about things that zmano ena kavua, things that haven't got a fixed period of time. But here we're going to talk about the kayetz. Now, kayetz in modern Hebrew means summertime. In the time of the Mishnah, if they wanted to say summertime, they would have said tkufas tamuz, they'd refer to, use a different phrase altogether, talking about something astronomical. Kayetz here refers to specifically the season in which they were harvesting their figs. Now, figs are especially unusual for two reasons. Both the beginning and the end of the harvest season is a little not what you might think. The reason why is because fig trees, unlike most other plants, yield their crop over an extended period of time. There are always kind of new figs cropping out throughout the spring, summer, and late summer into fall. More figs are coming. They don't ripen all at once. You may recall back from Maseches Peah, we talked about the conditions for Peah. L'kitasu ka'achas, they're harvested all at one time. That would exclude fig trees because they're not harvested at one time. The harvest is spread out over a long period of time. There are always kind of new figs ripening on the tree. And therefore, the question of when the beginning of the fig harvest is a question. The Mishnah will address it in a moment. There's also the issue of the far side of the harvest, when's it over? Because even once all the, or most of the figs have been plucked from the trees, they didn't just like get on with their lives. They would then put them out on like mats to dry. And they would have then dried figs, which were put into cakes, and then they would kind of put the cakes in storage, the fig cakes, which they would eat, you know, even into in the winter time when their other produce wasn't growing, but they could store the figs till later. So that being the case, the fig harvest isn't just about the harvesting the figs, but also the leaving them out to dry, which took quite a long time, and that's why the expression summer refers to kites became summer, because the time from when the first figs are picked until the last figs are brought in as dried fig cakes is an extended period of time that, roughly speaking, is the summertime. In any case, here our Mishnah says, ad ha-kayetz. If a person says, I'm not eating cream cheese, I don't know, I'm harping on cream cheese so many times, but anyways, he makes a neder, cream cheese is forbidden to me like a korban, ad ha-kayetz, until the fig season. So then, when does the restriction lift? Ajei ha-kayetz, till the season arrives, but when is the season arriving for the harvesting of the figs? Ad sheyaschilu ha'am lahachnis bekalkalos. It's when people start putting their figs into baskets, meaning not just a fig here and a fig there, but when there's lots of figs ripe in the trees, so much so that people need to bring out baskets to collect them. So at that point, that's called the beginning of the fig harvest in earnest, and that's when the neder would be lifted. Ad sheyavor ha'kayetz. If a person says, I'm not eating my cream cheese until after the season of the harvesting of the figs is over, until then it's forbidden to be like a korban. So then, ad sheyakaplu ha-maktsuos, the restriction persists until they fold up their maktsuos. Maktsuos, according to the Bar Tanura, are the mats on which they dried their figs. So when the mats are rolled up to put away for next year, at that point, that's the end of the season, and at that point, the neder would be lifted. Other Rishonim, by the way, learned that maktsuos are referring to the special folding knives that are used to cut the fig cakes. That's what's being put away. Okay. Now, if a person says, ad ha-katsir, so now in the previous mission we talked about ad ha-katsir, we said the beginning of the grain harvest. But the truth is that there are two major grain crops that could be referred to. We have the katsira, the harvesting of the wheat, and also the katsira, the harvesting of the barley. Both are grain crops. And the barley definitely comes before the grain, before the wheat, in a normal year. But barley is really the secondary grain crop because barley was primarily used to feed their animals, whereas the wheat was used to feed the people. So therefore, the question is when a person says, ad ha-katsir, I'm committing to this neder until the harvest season of the grain, which grain are we referring to, wheat or barley? The first one or the more important primary one? Says the Mishnah, ad sheyaschil ha'am liktzor katsir chitim avalo katsir sorim. The Mishnah says, normal people, when they talk about the grain harvest, they're referring to the wheat harvest because that's what people are eating, and therefore it's not when the barley is harvested, but rather when the wheat begins to be harvested, that the neder would lift. Now, the next sentence, according to the Bar Tanura, is like a new paragraph. And he said, or whatever, a new sentence, showing this, a new point here, which is Hakol lefi makom nidro. When he takes such a neder regarding, let's say, the harvesting of the wheat, so it depends on geographically where he's standing. Imhaya bahar bahar. If he was standing on the mountain when he said the harvest time, he meant when they harvest the wheat on the mountain, which may be a different time from when they harvest wheat in the valley. And the imhaya babika, if he had been standing in the valley, when he said until the harvesting of the wheat, he meant babika, until the grain is harvested in the valley again, which could be a different time when it's harvested on the mountain. That's how the Bartanura learns. The Ran, I'm going to speak it also for a moment here, learns that this hakol lefi makom nidro actually is a more global principle, which is that when a person takes a neder, it all depends on the context, what's normal for that time and place, and therefore that would reflect back not just on it would reflect back on the previous sentence, which said when a person said referring to the katsir, the harvest, and the Mishnah said sort of emphatically that means wheat, not barley. The Mishnah says unless if this is a particular time and place where people refer to, they say the barley harvest as katsir, then that would be binding. So it's not a cut and hard and fast rule that katsir has to mean wheat. It means normally, but if normal is different, then it's different, what normal people mean. And therefore, hakol lefi makom lidro isn't just about where you're standing when you make your neder in terms of on mountains or valley, although it means it also, but it means whatever is normal for that time and place, whatever a person would mean, that's how we impute meaning to the neder.